together we are back. It is Clarity Radio. Folks, well, you know that. My name's Brian, and this broadcast has been prepared for February 11th, 2021. My God, this is the first broadcast of the year, and we are back, and we have a guest in the studio, and her name is Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Tell me why you're nervous.
Well, I'm more on the shy side, so coming and talking about...
Yeah. It's not being shy, it's being brave.
Yeah.
You're very, very brave. And we've been working together, how many years?
10 years,
right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you want to talk about a climb where you've been climbing to get to where you are. I mean, you've come from a space of depression.
Yeah.
Anxiety.
Yes.
Huge despair.
Huge.
Sadness.
Yep.
And extreme anger, bipolar.
Correct.
All these things you've had.
Yes.
Now, we're saying you had because why?
I don't feel that way today.
Yeah, because we worked really hard to get those, we'll call it the monkey on your back.
Yeah, very hard. It was a lot of work.
It was very, very, very difficult. But everything's timing, right?
That, yes.
You believe that?
Oh, yeah.
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 And that's what a lot of people don't understand. When they come and see me, it's like they pay for this very expensive session.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you've invested in yourself over the years.
Yeah.
Okay. And as a result of that, you've helped us with our research and everything else. And what does God do for you? Takes away all these things.
Yeah.
You don't have that depression. You don't have any of that stuff. You don't have the bipolar. You don't have the episodes where you got to go 5 days or 25 days or 3 months and you just explode. That's not going to happen anymore.
No.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because the entity that was on you, we call this entity energy. Let's just say it's energy. And a lot of people don't understand about this energy. And even, let's go really crazy, because I love getting people in the uncomfortable zone.
Yep.
Because that's where we all have to be, in the uncomfortable zone, to really move forward.
Yeah.
And we have to be able to just let go, let the emotions go, let our anger go, and sometimes really have the anger in order for us to heal.
Yeah.
And that's the uncomfortable zone. That's why we need to be there.
Yeah.
And you've been in that spot many times with me where I've gone deep, and you've cried.
Yeah.
And you've cried. And you're even crying now, okay? And that's because when people see me, we were talking earlier, and I've got the Christ energy in me. And I can go, for example, I mean, it happened yesterday. I mean, we bought some Indian food, and it was a special deal. You buy one bowl of Indian food, and you get the second one half price. And so we ordered the food. And then at the cash register, he says, which one do you want to half price? I said, I'm not taking anything from you. I'm paying a full price. You need the money. That was how I approached this man, because I knew that I was the only one in the restaurant, the takeout. I discerned that he was hurting, and there was no way that I was going to take his money like that. And people who know me, they know that I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know me for years, yeah. How I think.
Yeah.
And so we gave him the money, and then he just put his hands together and he bowed, but he didn't know who I was. And that happens a lot. When I go somewhere, people just put their hands together and they bow. They don't even know who I am, but it's the Christ that they're feeling, man. It's the Christ that's making you teary-eyed right now.
Yeah.
It's that energy is all over you.
Yeah.
And my aura is very strong.
Yeah.
And so because the Christ is working through me, I was able to do something very dangerous. The energy that you had, depression, the anxiety, all this stuff was transferred to me.
Yeah.
And so I asked Father, where is this energy coming from? It was coming from different stars. I go, oh my God, different stars. And these stars were stars of people that you had another incarnation with in another lifetime.
Yep.
And they were working through you, sending you the energy to have you have depression and everything else.
Yeah.
And then once I was able to identify who were attacking you and why, because one of the main reasons why you were attacked is because you forgave them. They harmed you in another incarnation, and you went and you forgave them. Then you took on their karma.
Correct.
Wow. Wow. I know life has not been easy for you.
No.
I mean, it has not been easy. I want to ask you something. When I looked at your genes, because genes hold information that helps me to help you. And so I discerned that you never enjoyed going to school.
No.
Talk to me. Why?
didn't think anybody really cared if I learned or not.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I mattered. I just existed.
And why did you feel this way? I mean, it's deeper. I know you're saying that no one cared for you, but what's the core? I know what the answer is, but I want you to tell me what comes to you. It's got to do with your home life.
Yeah. Well, my dad wasn't a very kind man towards me.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't feel that I was part of that family.
Yeah.
I was just there, and he would just see me, and I made him angry. I felt like I made him angry when he would see me.
Yes.
And so I carried that with me to school. I carried that with me through my life.
Yes, yes,
I carried so much of that on my back. Like, there was a lot of times I felt like I didn't need to be in this world anymore.
Yes, yeah. Well, let me find out. Let me go to your first gene experience. I want to find out, when did you feel you did not want to be in this world? So give me a second. Hang on. Don't answer, because you're going to give everything away. You know, I got to do some work here. Hang on. Give me a chance. Okay, so there's something that's called a white light gene, okay? A white light gene. And the white light gene tells me everything that you experienced in your incarnation before you came here.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Which is really bad. Okay? And then it tells me what you are supposed to go through in this incarnation. Now, what you were supposed to do really is not repeat the same events. It was for you to go on a spiritual journey.
Yeah.
That was the deal.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, you coming from another incarnation, the white light coming through. And when you were born, that's when you really didn't want to be here.
Yeah. No.
It's from that. So I just want to go back to the time that you were born. Let me just check. Hang on. Okay. So I'm being told that you didn't want to go through your mother's birth canal. So what happened with your birth? Was there a breach? Was there something that happened that your mother went through, some problem? There had to have been, because you didn't want to be born.
Yeah. She had a difficult birth with me.
Yeah.
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 She didn't talk a lot about stuff like that, but she did mention it was a difficult
birth.
Right.
Okay. Because you didn't want to be here.
Right.
Okay. That was the main reason. So a medical doctor listening to me right now is probably going to say it's nonsense. But the medical doctor who is spiritual is going to be saying, yeah, you know what? It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. And so from the get-go coming out, you didn't want to be here.
No.
And so from that moment on, you did not really want to be here. And so you, on some level, was trying not to be here.
Yes.
Doing crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah.
That could get you killed.
Yeah.
Throughout your whole life.
Self-sabotaging.
That's bipolar.
Yeah.
Because everybody on this planet, I don't care who they are or who their advisors are, everyone who has bipolar subconsciously, even consciously, wants to kill themselves. Everybody. There's not one person that does not want to kill themselves who has bipolar. And the reason is, it's not here. Like, the answer's not here. It's not in this incarnation. It's not here. And so what happened? So what happened in that other incarnation? We discussed this before. That's how you were able to be healed.
Right.
Your daughter was killed, car accident, among other things that happened to her, which was really bad.
Right.
And your son was also killed, car accident. Okay? And there was one other thing that we didn't discuss, I don't think we did, is the fact that you had cancer in that other incarnation.
No,
you don't. Yeah, you had cancer on top of that, along with a divorce and all that stuff. So you went through all that stuff, but if we did not intervene,
right,
you would have went through the same experience in this incarnation.
I wouldn't be here.
It's true. Yeah, he's saying it's true.
Yeah.
So where are we going from here? Where are we going? You're moving forward with your life.
Okay? Yes.
You're not going to commit suicide.
No.
You're not going to have this despair. Okay? We've dealt with the issues. And there's other stuff that went on with you, which I don't want to discuss, in the past life. But it was tough.
Yeah.
Very, very, very difficult life you've had.
Yes.
And so what we were able to do is to change the script, change your genes, your gene programming, so that you don't have to go through. But there's one thing I thank God about is the fact that, number one, he works through me. That's number one, okay? And when I say God, I'm talking Christ, Christ energy. I'm not talking religious Christ.
Right.
Okay? It's totally different. And when I think of Christ, I think of this energy that works through me to get to other people. But yet there's a fragment of Christ on the people that come and see me. That fragment is on you. That's how you are attracted to me.
Right.
And it allows you to believe that this is possible. And I'm not going to knock the Catholic Church, but if you were a brutal core Catholic, you would not have been set free. Because a brutal core Catholic, and I love all Catholics, mm-hmm. but I'm just being factual here. Catholics are not allowed to accept any sort of miracle or any type of miracle healing. And so what we had to do is basically put you into a position where you lose your religion.
Yeah.
We had to get rid of all the blocks. Remember,
there was a lot.
There was a lot of religious false beliefs, blocks, and everything else. We had to get rid of that. Otherwise, I would not have been able to take your energy, transfer it to me, and I took it all. I took it all on. Okay.
Yep.
And see, when I do something like that, I have to be very careful. I have to get permission to do it. Because if I take it from you, I can't get it off me.
Yeah.
And then I go through all the stuff.
Yeah.
Not only do I go through that, my family goes through it. Okay?
But
we were very careful to do the healings because that was my concern I disclosed to you. Okay? But the right moments came where the Father says, okay, you're ready. We can now get you to take it on. And we got rid of it.
Yeah.
And so to me, to see you here, even though you're emotional, I know that you don't have the monkey on your back anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have it. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break now, and we're going to go to our song break. And folks, if you've got anyone who's going through what Nancy has been going through, it's not her real name, but we'll say Nancy, don't let them suffer, because I'm here to help. But those who have what is called a Lucifer gene, I can't help. It's tough, but when we come back, we're going to talk about this Lucifer gene, and we're going to talk about other things. Okay, so we'll be right back. My name is Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. Thank you.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it. Struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most.